Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. When we visit her family, the only thing her dad asks her to do is stop playing the recorder. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And that's not true. He says, stop playing the flute.
Teresa, how many times do we have to discuss this?
It's the flute.
In America, it is known as the recorder. I know you're trying to make yourself sound a little more posh, a little more fancy, a little more musical. It is absolutely a recorder.
It's the flute. In Czech, it's called flétna.
Okay, in America, it's called the recorder.
It doesn't make any sense. You don't record anything with it.
No.
Exactly.
It's an instrument that is played by all in elementary school.
It's the soprano flute.
Oh, now we're getting
to be specific. I also play the alt flute. That's the big one.
All right.
I sometimes whip out too.
Whatever you call it, I don't side with your dad here. I would rather your dad ask me to paint the walls, hang a shingle, do it. I love when you play your recorder.
My dad just says that when I play the flute in front of you, you might leave me.
No, I find it adorable. I find it very endearing because
the 1.5 songs I know.
What song is it that you play?
This Land Is Your Land.
Which is hysterical. Do they teach all the classic American tunes in Czech?
No, I mean, I was taking the flute. I was taking lessons. Like, you don't play the flute in school.
You were taking private recorder lessons?
Yes. It was me and three other kids.
It's almost insulting because your dad's a musician. Your dad's a pretty good musician.
Well, here is the fun fact. I played the piano for a few years, okay, and I was good at it. But my grandma was actually a music teacher. And so I had private lessons that I played in musical school. And then I practiced with her. And it was a big thing. We bonded. But grandma passed away. And ever since, I was just upset because I was 10 years old. So I understood what's going on. So I was like, I'm not playing this stupid piano. And I tried to set it on fire. I got grounded.
What?
Yes.
Whoa.
I was just talking about it. I never acted on it.
Okay. You never took matches.
No. But my mom was like, don't even say it. Like, it's a beautiful piano. I had actually a very nice piano.
Yeah.
That's been in the family for a long time.
Where is it now?
I think they sold it. Huh. I know. It was a very, very nice piano. Okay. And so my mom was like, okay, you don't want to play because of grandma. Well, you need to play something. Mm-hmm. So I said, I want to play the guitar. Dad, can you teach me? And my dad said that my fingers are too short
Classic.
To play the guitar.
Classic excuse.
Therefore, I should play something else. So I picked the flute.
The recorder.
Thinking it's easy, but it wasn't my jam. And I regret, I'm mad at my parents that they let me quit piano because I was quite good.
Yeah, I'm mad that they let you quit the flute. You could have been something.
Yeah, I could have. I was always skipping flute classes. And then once I ran into my dad, what?
Weren't they private recorder lessons?
Yeah, flute classes.
But you were it was a private lesson and you just skipped it?
And three other kids. So I always like didn't show up.
Semi-private.
Once I was running around town when I was supposed to be in my flute class.
Yeah.
And I ran into my dad.
Yeah.
And he got like so mad at me. He's like, we're paying for the shit. And I got grounded. And
how much are private recorder lessons in Czech?
I mean, it was expensive.
Yeah.
But my parents paid for it. My parents worked hard to provide for us. So sure. I was, me being a moron and skipping, I was skipping school. I was skipping everything I could skip for fun.
Why don't you bring the recorder to America with you?
Because then it's not going to be special.
True. I always do get a little private performance, a little recital when we go visit your family.
I always play both flutes for you.
Not at the same time, though.
No, that would be tough.
That'd be something else. All right, guys, we're not here to talk about Teresa's recorder past. We're here to talk about all these other international families.
Oh, yeah. I just overshared about my childhood, but oh well.
Well, I was going to stop the podcast and have a word with you if you truly did try to set your family piano on fire.
No, I didn't. But I was sad. I was like, I don't want to play. I'm going to set it on fire. My mom was like, oh my God, like stop it. But my parents felt like, oh, she's grieving. Her grandma passed away. So like they gave me this pass.
Yeah.
I literally was saying it because I didn't want to play. I'm not one to play with the fire, to be honest.
I used to be a little bit of a pyro.
Really?
Yeah.
I was always afraid of it. And I still am to this day.
I stopped. I remember the last time I lit something on fire. Because we had like a small pond, we still do, in our backyard in Connecticut. And in the woods, burning things, always burning things. And one day, burnt a pizza box.
Oh, why would you do that?
Just because it was there. It was cardboard, it was paper. It was like, oh, let's light this pizza box on fire. And pizza grease is highly flammable. And that box just went up.
That's not okay.
I freaked out and we were able to throw it into the pond.
How?
Before it started a forest fire. I don't know, with like just sticks kind of just like pushing it into the, we were close to the edge of the pond. But I was like, all right, close call. We almost burned down the neighborhood.
No, that's not, I've always respected fire. So like me saying that was just a stupid thing I said when I was 10 years old. But the only fire I ever lit was when I was doing scouts and I was camping with summer camp and we had to prepare for dinner.
All right.
Okay. What's this podcast about? This podcast's childhood?
This podcast is about 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Before we get into all that good stuff, real quick, a little business, guys. We're on Patreon. We're on Supercast. What are we doing over there? We're talking about everyone's favorite new show, Love in Paradise. Whew. We are one episode down, and I can't wait for the second episode. If it's anything like the first, woo-wee!
Talk about
fire.
Actually, today, because we're releasing this podcast today.
Correct. Woo-hoo. When you guys are listening to this, you can look forward to tonight when we're all watching Love in Paradise. That show is out of control. So if you guys want to hear our thoughts on it, join us on Patreon. Join us on Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Of course, audio only on the Cousins Club level. You get video of us recording that pod on The Family Affair, plus a monthly bonus. It's ad-free. There's none of this business on those episodes. So it's a good time. Check it out. And the Patreon has a little special chat feature.
Yes. Chat with us. Chat with each other. I love when you guys chat and I can just come in and throw in my hot take and you guys throw in your hot takes. It's fun.
So hot. All right, so that's Patreon, that's Supercast. Also, we're on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. So check us out over there. Chat with us over there, too. We'd like to hear from you guys. Call in.
Yes.
Share your thoughts. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's hot. It's all the aliens in Ecuador. I didn't know that it was such a hot spot.
I need to look into that.
I saw like area, what is it, 71?
Yeah, 52. Yeah.
That's the thing, but.
Area 51?
Is it 51?
No, I don't know. Area.
But I definitely believe in aliens and.
51. 50, okay. I think there's multiple.
There is multiple. There's at least, but there's the famous one.
You don't just get to area 52. There's got to be area 1, area 2,
true,
area 3,
true,
area 4.
But there's a famous
area,
one.
I'm only at area 4. Area 5,
guys,
area 6.
Just give up.
Yeah, there's the famous area 52.
Even the government is now releasing information that there are aliens.
Of course there are.
Of course.
Of course.
I'm just curious to know what they look like.
It's like, aliens for me are like country music. Like growing up in Connecticut, I used to be like, absolutely not. I will not listen to this garbage. This stinks. I don't need to hear about your tractor. And then in recent years, I'm like, this is the best music there is. 20 years ago, I was like, aliens? What are you, nuts? What are you, drunk? Lay off the meth. And now I'm like, absolutely, there's aliens. Of course.
Of course there are. There is no way that us are the only living things out there.
No. So, all right. Smash Look at this hot as the...
All the aliens in Ecuador.
The Ecuadorian aliens. And last but not least, if you think about it, all these foreigners are aliens. That's what you call them here in America.
Yeah, I guess.
Aliens, yeah. So, okay. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. It makes our week. It makes our month. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it right here.
Yes.
I got one I'd like to read.
Please. Oh, please. Share.
Well, lead me in a little bit.
All right. Oh, do you have a review to share?
I have a review I would love to share.
Oh, let's hear it.
Teresa. This one comes to us from our friend, Brandy Lachelle.
Hello, Brandy Lachelle.
Not to be confused with Brandy Melville. Which is a wild story.
Wild, guys. HBO, if you're interested.
Watch that on HBO. Brandy Lachelle, 5 stars, titled Highlight of My Week.
Woo!
Okay, here we go. I am obsessed with reality TV, specifically 90 Day.
Same.
Match Me Abroad, Prison Brides, and Seeking Sister Wife.
Oh,
I mean, that's
gosh.
Not very specific, Brandy, but guilty over here as well.
Same.
I just started watching seasons of MAFS a couple months ago. And if I'm being honest, I only started watching it because you guys talked about it.
Ooh. Huh.
I watch episodes and listen to you guys in the morning while I'm getting ready for work. It is literally my favorite thing to do.
Aw.
I get that. Not listening to this is my favorite thing, but I have podcasts where I'm like, this is my favorite part of the week is sitting down listening to this. So I'm right there with you, Brandy. And thank you for that. My sister-in-law will talk reality TV with me, but she's just as busy as me and is always behind on seasons. I searched and searched and searched for a podcast and finally found yours.
I love that.
Why are we so hidden? Why are we
the sister-in-law?
Why aren't we easier to find? You guys are fair in your comment, but you don't hold back. Thank you, Teresa. All right, I'm chop liver. You guys are such a joy and the only reason I would join Patreon. Shout out to the Patreon. That means she might not hear this. Love you guys so much. I always look forward to new episodes.
I love it.
Yeah. Thanks, Brandy. As we said, if you're on the Patreon Supercast, we cut all this business out because they're the best. They know about leaving reviews. They know about the Instagram. So we don't hit them with this stuff. So
we recap it at the end a little bit. So.
Good point. We'll make sure to do an extra recap on this one. So thank you, Brandy.
Yes. Thank you. What a lovely review.
For the review and for being a Patreon member.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
All right. That is the business. What do you say? Before we get into the meat of this episode, we do a little 90 Day, by the way.
Let's hear what you've got. And I think I know one of it.
All right, well, let's just come out with that one then. By the way, number one. And thanks to our friend Jane.
Yes, Jane. Jane the detective.
Thank you, Jane, for this one. Although maybe not, because it sent me down a rabbit hole, Jane. And I got way deeper in this than I needed to. But I'm up to my eyes.
Thank you, Jane. That's what he's trying to say.
Thank you, Jane. Okay, Kyle from Love in Paradise. Kyle, the sperm donor. Kyle, the reason we all watch this series now.
One of them.
Love in Paradise is not his first time on TV. A couple years ago, Kyle was on Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil sounds like Kyle's nickname. So Kyle's
spelled
on...
Spelled differently.
Kyle's on... Hello, Teresa. Kyle's on Dr. Phil. The title of the episode, 30 with 40 kids. I'm a fertility expert.
Oh.
So Kyle basically told Phil the same story we heard.
Okay.
He's in this to help people. He doesn't make any money. A couple of things came out. This is all on YouTube. You can watch the full episode.
Yeah.
I skimmed through it pretty quickly because it's 40-something minutes long. He does see some of the kids.
What?
Some of the mothers want him to pop in once in a while.
That's
say
crazy.
Hello. He even met one of the kids on this episode.
What?
They brought a kid out and he was face to face with this child who looked terrified.
Yeah, I would too.
He does not charge. He confirms here he does not charge. But Dr. Phil, DP, another DP, was quick to point out that Kyle did set up a GoFundMe to cover his travel expenses and other expenses.
Okay, so the women can actually contribute there.
True, and here's where it gets even creepier. He wrote on GoFundMe. This is almost like he's turning GoFundMe into a Patreon. He almost had like tears. If you donate over 5,000.
What?
If you donate over 5,000, you can name one of the children.
Oh my gosh.
With mom's permission, he says, of course. So it's like, what mom is going to be like, yeah, sure. Let that GoFundMe donator.
Oh my God. This is awful. Okay.
Okay. So the whole episode is on YouTube if you want to check it out. We should probably watch the entire thing.
Yeah, I skimmed through it too. It was wild.
Okay, but his TV time doesn't end there.
Ooh!
While researching this, because I do my research, guys, I also found that Vice did a story on him.
What?
Around the same time. This also is on YouTube. It's called 36 Kids and Counting.
I love how it's like you can tell what aired first. Dr. Phil, 30.
Yeah.
Then Vice, 36. 90 Day, 74.
36 Kids and Counting, the DIY sperm donor, which it's like a 15-minute special on him. If Dr. Phil wasn't enough, you can watch this follow-up piece. It was funny, though. Dr. Phil was giving him some sass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dr. Phil was like, why would anyone want to use you as a sperm donor? And he's like, well, I've got this quality, that quality. I work out. I take care of myself.
You work out?
Dr. Phil's like, let's go to the research here. And it's like, most women, when asked, prefer a donor who is 6 feet or taller.
Yes.
And Kyle's like, And then they're like, the most preferred eye color is blue. Kyle, what color are your eyes? He's like, brown.
Is it blue?
Yeah, blue or green, I think it was. Oh. So Phil was sassing him up. It was good.
Nice. I need to watch the full thing.
Yeah, I'll check it out when we have a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. That's, by the way, number one. Thank you, Jane, for that story.
Well, let's hear the number two.
Number two, a bit of a follow-up, a bit of clarity here. So we touched on it a couple of weeks ago. More information is coming out on season two of The Last Resort.
Okay.
Right? We mentioned some suspected couples. We mentioned the filming location. And now I have a little more reason to believe it's actually happening and where this all came from.
Okay.
All these murmurs, these whispers. So a flyer was posted in Arizona looking for relationship coaches. Which seems very strange to me.
A flyer on the street of Phoenix?
A flyer looking for coaches. Like we saw the coaches on the last
season.
Yeah. Really? This is how you do it? You don't go to local universities or look up highly rated therapists
or
in the area?
Online?
Yeah, it was put online too.
Okay.
But the flyer said, looking for relationship coaches who believe in the power of thinking outside the therapy room to be featured in an exciting reality show. Okay, so kind of vague.
Okay.
But gets you scratching your head. The tip-off was the email address to apply to.
Was it TLC?
It was lastresortcasting@sharpentertainment.com.
Okay.
Kind of a dead giveaway there, folks. But this is how you're finding your experts?
I guess.
Seems crazy. So then on top of that, people started seeing cast in and around Scottsdale, got some sightings. And there's video now. Somebody filmed Rob the Knob, Sophie, Julia, Brandon, Stacy, and Florian on one of those pedal.
Stacy and Florian? So yeah. I was right?
Yeah, on one of those.
Yes!
On one of those pedal pubs in Scottsdale.
Sweet.
So it's interesting. I watched this video like 9 times. I was trying to see what can I figure out here.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see a camera crew following them, but up ahead in front of their pedal pub was like a golf cart or another pedal pub. Like there could have been someone with a camera on that. But
I mean, they don't really go outside the resort, do they? Unless they're doing,
yeah, they did last.
They did, yeah. I'm so excited for Stacy and Florian.
I have to imagine it's coming somewhat soon.
Yeah, but also I thought Stacy and Florian are solid.
Yeah.
Some of these couples surprised me that they're on it. And I'm thinking maybe it's the same situation as a Jovi and Yara. Like, not big issues, just some, well, she was hiding something from him and.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, I don't think I expected them to get a divorce. Right?
Maybe you're the crux of their story.
What do you mean?
Ever since running into that blonde foreigner in Miami.
Oh, definitely not.
We told you how we chatted up Florian.
Believe me, if Florian was interested in anyone, that was you.
He would not stop talking to me.
He was so friendly with John. It was wild.
Hey, maybe that's the story. Anyways, yeah. So the recap, Rob and Sophie apparently are on the season. Gino and Jasmine, Ari and Benny, Brandon and Julia, Stacey and Florian, Natalie and Josh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here for it, but yeah. Why are they trying to repair their relationship if they don't have a relationship?
Exactly. That's non-existent.
But believe me.
Here for it.
Please, Natalie, put Natalie on every show.
All right.
Like Sister Wives, please.
Please. Okay. That is 90 Day, by the way. Should we do it? Should we talk about it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After.
Question mark.
Season 8, episode 7. Where does the time go?
Where does the time go?
Should we start? Bit of a sad start to this episode. Gino and Jasmine.
Okay. Why do you have a stroller for a dog if the dog wants to run around? Like if you take a dog on a walk, why is the dog in a stroller?
Well, it's adorable, Teresa. It's very cute.
No, it's not. Unless the dog is handicapped, the dog has no place in the stroller.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut until that dog's wearing a fedora. And then I'll have a problem.
I mean, you could see the dog was going nuts because all of a sudden they put him on the ground. And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm free.
You know,
like, why? Listen, I'm all for like senior dogs in the stroller. Sure. Blind dogs, handicapped dogs. Sure. Get them out. A freaking normal small dog that wants to run around. Why in the world do you keep him in a stroller? I feel bad.
Because that dog's an accessory.
Yes.
A dog is a purse. And so like it's the whole to-do of like, yeah, we're going to put this thing in a stroller. We're going to baby it. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's their baby for right now. And they want to treat it that way.
Ugh, poor dog.
Poor dog for more reasons than just that
yes.
stroller.
But they're chatting and we learned that Jasmine's mom did get her cancer results back. And she does have a cancer,
yeah. But
it's in early stages. So hopefully she'll be okay.
Yeah, I had a feeling this was going to be the way it went.
Yeah.
It's sad. Gino can sympathize, which is good. It's weird to say it's good. But yeah, he lost his mom to cancer 40 years ago.
Yeah.
She didn't catch it early.
No.
But that's one of those things where, yes, you're going to want to talk to someone who's been through it. You're going to appreciate the support of someone who knows what you're going through. And so it's good that it's Gino.
Yeah, for sure. And Gino's good this episode because he's like, I want to take your mind off of things. What do you want to do? Do you want to go on a vacation? What do you want to do? And Jasmine says, you know, my friend Leandro, he's actually in Miami. So it would be nice to go and see him. Plus, it's going to be my birthday too.
They love Miami.
They love Miami.
She loves Miami.
Yeah, because it's there's a lot of Hispanic, a lot of Latino, and she feels more at home than in Michigan.
Yeah, so they're going to boomerang back to Miami. We learn Leandro is a bit of a wild friend, Teresa.
Yes.
Bit of a wild card.
But they've only been friends for 5 years, which is not that long.
Not that long. And what we learn about Leandro, if we put it in the context of them only knowing each other for 5 years, it's even more of a head scratcher.
Yeah. So, I think so.
Jasmine had a fantasy to have sex in a semi-public place, which someone define that for me.
It's like a bathroom in a restaurant.
That would be semi-public?
Yeah.
So like what Ashley and Manuel did, that's semi-public.
Yeah.
I would consider
because you're in public, but you're not in public. You would get arrested if you did it in public.
I would consider that private.
That's not private. You are around... private is in your home or... in your vacation home or even in your car if you're parked far away. But I think...
See, I think that's more semi-public.
No.
You got windows you could see in.
Well, if you're parked in the forest, I think that's public. If you're parked outside of Publix, I think that's public. So...
Okay. Well, either way, she had a fantasy to have sex in a semi-public place. So she did. And Leandro was the lookout. So this must have happened pretty... close to when she met Gino.
It must have. Well, she said it was with her ex, didn't she?
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, but being friends for 5 years, it's like, well, that's right around when she met Gino.
Yeah. I don't know. Head scratcher.
I don't know. A little confused on this. So, guys, call in if you understood this part a little better.
I didn't understand this next part, that's for sure. Because Gina was like, I would like Jasmine to have sex in public without me, basically. He was like, she could have sex with a woman in public and maybe I could join.
He kept saying in public. Really, Gino?
Why not?
Because he doesn't strike me as someone who would do it.
That's who does it, Teresa. It's never the people you want to do it. You've never walked by a balcony of an apartment complex and seen two people you actually want to banging. It's always like, oh, shield my eyes. It's burning. It's never the people you think or would want to be banging in public. They're never the ones banging in public.
All right. Well, Gino says he would, or he would watch at the very least. So that's kind of wild to me because they're always arguing over jealousy issues, but now be good.
I think she's the one with the real jealousy issues. I think she's dealing with it. Yeah, when he was like, maybe I could join in. She was like, do you want me to cut your dick off, make a smoothie, and force you to drink it? I was like, did you just think of that? Did that really just come off the top of your head? That seems very calculated.
I don't think she thought of it before. But they're in Miami. They get to Leandro's house that I think he's renting. It's a nice house.
Yeah, he invited them to stay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he rented just for them to have room too, or if that's where he's staying. It's a rental. And he said, hey, I got more than enough room. If you want to bang in a semi-public place, I can leave my door open.
Well, it's a nice house. Jasmine's excited. She says this is exactly like houses in Panama, which, all right, Panama, I guess we need to go.
It was a beautiful house.
Yeah.
This was
very Miami-ish. So I was like, oh, fits right there.
But the backyard, I mean, that was like a hotel pool setup.
It was, yeah.
Very nice.
Well, Jasmine's getting very emotional because it's tough to be away from her family and from her kids, especially around her birthdays. Yeah. So Leandro whips out some cupcakes.
Take note, Gino.
He is like a family to her.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful moment. And I'm glad that Gino is friends with Leandro. Like, they seem to be getting along.
Sure.
So hopefully this is going to be a good trip for Jasmine.
She blew out the candles. She wished for her kids to be in the States and for her mom to be cancer-free. And then she just started hugging Leandro. Like a very long embrace. And Gino just sitting in that orange chair like a cuck. Like, I think this is, I think that if you guys went outside, this would be his fantasy. And maybe he would join, but it's like, it was a very long hug.
I don't think Leandro's interested in Jasmine.
I don't know, but it was
I think if anything, he might be interested in Gino.
Maybe. I don't think we've have confirmation of that,
No, we didn't, but I promise you, if Leandro was interested in Jasmine, or there is a possibility, I don't think Gino would be staying in his house and be so on board with all this. There's no way.
Look at Jasmine and Dane.
Exactly. And when you say Dane, Gino's non-existing hairs just go up.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll learn more about the relationship.
We will.
But all right, that is Jasmine and Gino.
Okay, from Miami to LA, sounds like a Pitbull song.
London to Ibiza.
Yes, that's the one. Mahmoud and Nicole.
Oof. Oh boy, and Julian. I mean, he is as much a part of this relationship as anyone at this point.
He is. I feel bad for Julian because he's trying not to get him killed. Because it's true. Mahmoud just got to the U.S. He literally has no idea where he is. And it's not like, oh, they're in the middle of nowhere, a little town in Nebraska with one street. It's L.A., right? Shit can happen. The highways in L.A. with freaking 8 lanes on each side that he wants to cross it. Like, I see how Julian is trying to prevent any tragedy from happening. I think he's being a little too pushy, but I'm glad he's, like, letting go.
I loved how he was like, okay, you can go one block, but no. Was he a parent?
Mahmoud just wants to smoke a cigarette.
Okay, you can go one block, but don't leave my sight. Don't leave my sight, Mahmoud.
Well, it's L.A., and I've been to L.A. recently. I stayed in downtown L.A. for whatever.
Yikes.
But yes, like as we walked to a bunch of restaurants and bars, like there were moments that I felt a little unease.
Sure.
Just because luckily I was there for a big conference, so there were people around, but there were little streets that you started seeing people that you don't necessarily want to be around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where Nicole lives in LA, but again, LA is a big city. I love how Julian is trying to care.
I'm just confused why he does care.
I think he cares because no one else does.
True. That's a fair point.
And I think he's trying to be the voice of reason, because if it was up to Nicole, she would be like, just cross the highway.
Yeah.
That would be it for Mahmoud.
She called Mahmoud and wants to know, what is he doing? What's his plan? What's he up to? And he says he's going to stay at a hotel, and then he just hangs up.
And he's like, it's none of your business. Wow, she's your wife, dude.
Yeah, he jumped into the production van, drove off, and I feel like poor Julian was probably just still standing on the corner waiting for him to come back. Where did he go? It's been 15 minutes.
I was confused because I was like, okay, he booked a hotel on his phone. How did he get phone with data so fast? I don't know. How did he pay for it? Well, we learned that he used Nicole's credit card and he grabbed her phone too, or some sort of a phone.
Yeah.
So we see him the next day. He's grabbing a little cup of black tea.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole's calling him and freaking out because she's like, you put $300 on my credit card for the hotel room. Like, this is a lot of money for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And she
have you heard of Motel 6?
No, he probably hasn't. But they'll leave the light on for you. But Nicole's just had it at that point. She's like, for the last 4 years, you've just caused me problems. And that was probably the nail in the coffin. And so Mahmoud's like, all right, I want to come get my stuff and call it a day.
Yeah. Did you see him? He's walking around LA in slippers.
I didn't notice that, but Nicole did.
Yeah. So he got home, back to Nicole's home, and he starts packing.
I think he wanted to work it out. Like, when he was sitting down at that cafe and he talked to Nicole, I think he was in a position to figure things out and move forward. But as soon as she said, you've been nothing but problems, and just pointed the finger and put it on him, he was like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because he had a little bit of a different tune that next day. He kind of slept off the anger and was ready to probably make amends. And then she was just like, no, you've been nothing but problems for the last 4 years. He's like, all right, screw it. Then I'll leave. If I'm the problem, I'll leave. And so, yeah, he goes back. The beret is back. Teresa.
What?
The beret. Nicole was giving sad mime.
I liked, she can pull off the beret and she doesn't look like she just came back from Paris and just bought it for $5 on the street.
It does make me want a baguette, though, when I see her wearing that.
Oh, you know, that's my biggest regret about going to Paris. We talked about it. We've never done it.
We wanted to bike down the street with baguettes.
In our little baskets.
Yeah.
Or just buy a baguette and just bite on it as we walk down the street.
Biggest regret.
We'll go again.
Yeah. Mahmoud came in and she was like, you wore those? Like, that was just the first thing that she thought.
Well, I was thinking that too.
I know, but you're not in the middle of a divorce. he comes back and she's like, you wore those?
It's like, when he left, he should have put on sneakers.
He was in a hurry.
I guess.
So, comes back, gives the credit card, gives the money, changes out of the flip-flops, and says he's going to leave. And I think then it hit Nicole, oh, he's not bluffing either now, and she gets mad.
Yes.
There's such this miscommunication because they're just missing each other at different points where it's like, I think he was going to apologize or he was going to make amends, and then you blew it. And then I think she was going to be like, you know what, my bad, Mahmoud, let's work this out. And then he blew it.
There's no love. I don't know what was the thing that made him come or made her want him to come. But there is no love.
No. And I wonder how much blame 90 Day Fiancé has for a lot of these relationships that stay together and end toxic. This one ends very toxic, we know. But I have to imagine there's so many couples who don't want to stay together anymore, but the TLC check, the cameras, the fame keeps people together.
Yes, I don't think Mahmoud is one of these people. Like, this dude does not want to be in LA. Like, clearly, he wants to be in Egypt. he tried to comfort Nicole, and Nicole clearly doesn't want to be with someone who's restricting her.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's interesting. I don't think they're one of the couples, but they could also be one of the people who are just attracted to drama. And I always say there are people who love the drama, the fights, and then when it's makeup, it's going to be great. I'm sore. And they fight again. And it's worse and worse. And then it ends like these guys.
Yeah.
And I don't like how it ended. I don't like what she went through, but I like seeing what led up to it. So us kind of getting the story backwards a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
All right. Well, I don't know how they're going to go the rest of the season because he says, I'm done, I'm leaving, it's over. Yeah.
Well, in the previews, she's trying to follow him in a car, so we'll see.
All right, car chase?
I think so.
That'd be a 90-day first, I think. All right, this is a good place to take a break. We will tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and when we come back, let's go to Cameroon. Let's go to the club.
Yes, let's hit the club.
We'll be back in a second.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are things?
Things are good. Much better than in the club.
Still at the club. Still at the club. Emily's had enough.
Yeah, and she walked away and she's like, I just need the moment, which I'm team Emily all the way. And I'm glad that Kobe's going to start wrapping his mind around it because he goes after her. Obviously, she is his wife and he's asking her to come back and try to get along with his friends. He's like, we're two cultures. Let's try to blend together.
Yeah, he knows his friends. Well, maybe that's not even true. I was going to say he knows his friends are coming from a good place.
But they're not. That's the issue.
Yeah, I don't know that they are. They're using their culture as their defense.
But defense against what?
Right.
They have nothing to do with this relationship. Whether it works out or not, it's none of their business. They're not going to gain anything. They're not going to lose anything, literally.
And they're not fortune tellers. So if you're a true friend, all you need to hear is, hey, guys, I'm happy with my wife. I'm happy with my life. And then they should go, cool. They're married already. They have kids. These friends aren't fortune tellers to be like, yes, but in 3 years, you're going to get so fed up, you're going to have to divorce and come back. So if Kobe says he's happy, they should drop it and just have fun.
100%. And especially if, like, okay, you have this idea of American women being bossy, being whatever. You met Emily, can she be a little bossy? Sure, but she's been trying. I'll give her the credit, right? She invited you out. She's trying. She's trying to be friendly and you're still going hard. But I'm glad that she's being the bigger person a little bit here and says, okay, I'll go back. I'll play nice.
But first, I want a refill. I loved how she, I was like, girl after my own heart right there.
Oh, yeah.
I want a refill. Then maybe I'll think about going back.
So she got her refill. She came back. Right? And she's trying. She says, I want the friends to be at the wedding. I want you guys to come, right?
Yeah.
Because I want to make Kobe happy. And one of the friends, I don't know if you picked up on it, but one of them said, well, like, different cultures, we should try to meet in the middle.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
Something like that. But the other friend immediately is like, you know what? Like, I'm not sure what the future looks like for you. Like, I don't see this. And Emily says to Kobe, you see, like, this is what I'm telling you. Like, this is so negative.
Yeah, I heard when she came back, the friends were just like, you got to learn not to be bossy. You're too bossy.
Yeah, they said that too.
And you need to change. And she just grabbed a bottle of Jack Daniels and was just like, you're my only friend, Jack.
Oh, yeah. That,
you get me, Jack.
The American.
And Kobe tries to make the peace, and he makes the only point that needs to be made, which is like, we have limited time here. Can't we just have fun? Like, drop it. The friends won't drop it, though.
No. And Emily's like, you know what? this is it. Like, I don't need this. And Kobe agrees and tells them, like, hey, guys, like, maybe if you don't support us, support this marriage, you shouldn't come to the wedding.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, don't be angry. Don't be angry. It's like, really? You're literally, you're talking about respect, respecting your culture and friends. So you're disrespecting your friend and his wife all the time. And now you're saying, don't be angry. Like, I hope they don't invite them unless these guys come back with baskets of chocolate and apologize.
Yeah, they need to do a 180. They need to say, my bad.
Like, fully apologize to both of them and then shut up for the rest of the trip.
Yeah. Yeah. What they've done is far more offensive than wearing a Boston Red Sox jacket to a wedding.
I agree.
Yes.
Especially because he took it off after the reception.
Oh, yeah. It was
wait,
cool.
No. After the ceremony.
The ceremony, yeah. All right. Let's go be an Emily. Let's head to Newark.
Not Newark.
No.
Newark.
No, Newark.
Newark, New Jersey.
Not New York.
Yes.
It's time to meet the fam. I hate how Manuel saw a billboard for Wicked and cue the witch talk. Save it for October 31st. I'm so over the witch talk.
I mean, Halloween, who dresses as witches anymore? No one?
I mean, sexy witches.
I guess, but it's not a popular costume.
You don't think so?
No. Like, wait for it. Like, I think last year everyone dressed as Barbie and Oppenheimer. This year, who knows?
I'm just so over the witch storyline. It doesn't do anything for me.
Well, I agree. But it's also, it's just silly because he doesn't want to accept it. Yet, you're already married. You know, that's what she does. Just embrace it. She doesn't ask you to participate necessarily. So just support her and move on.
Yeah, exactly.
He just doesn't want to accept it. But it's like,
it's just beating a dead horse. That's why, yeah, I'm so over it. It's like,
I hate that phrase.
Yeah.
It's awful. Why would you beat a dead horse?
Why would you beat a live horse?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just don't beat any horses.
Why are we beating horses here?
Exactly. Mm. It's an awful phrase.
It's not good. All right. Well, I'm trying to think of...
Yeah, I know.
...a different one.
Let's move on.
All right.
We'll think about it.
They get to this restaurant. This was some secret backdoor, behind-the-counter restaurant. Like, probably...
It was like a bodega.
That's probably so good.
Probably.
Those are the best restaurants where you're like, oh, you got to go through this secret door behind the counter and it's super authentic.
But I feel like you need to know someone. Like,
definitely got to know someone.
I think it's like those family restaurants that the community goes to.
You got to know Leo. You got to know Leopoldo.
Leopoldo, the ankle.
Manuel was like, how's life here in the famous New York? And Leo was like, Newark. This is Jersey, Manuel. It's Jersey.
Well, Leopoldo's been living there for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time. I'm curious. So Manuel said he hasn't seen him in what, 10 years? Five?
Five, I think.
So I guess he travels back to Ecuador.
I would imagine. For the alien sightings.
For the alien, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is nice. Did you see, like, Manuel was like petting his belly as we were hugging? He was like...
What do you mean?
Like, he hugged him with one arm, the other arm, he like petted his belly.
His belly or his back?
His belly.
Manuel pet Leo's belly?
Yeah, a little bit.
Totally missed that.
Yeah, a little uncle-nephew moment.
Sweet.
Sweet, sweet.
Remember when we used to watch these episodes twice before we would podcast?
Yeah.
Back in the early day?
Oh, yeah.
We were like, we can't miss a detail. And then we were like... We have way too much going on to watch.
But I also think it's more fun to do hot takes. And sometimes I love when you guys message us like, oh, you missed this. I'm like, oh, shit, I did.
Yeah. Man. All right. Times have changed. It's not COVID anymore. We can go out.
True. Uncle Leo, they don't even get a menu and he's already preaching the Bible.
Yeah. So obviously that's what was going to happen here is... Leo, yeah, starts citing some verses. And because Ashley brought up how she's nervous because she wants to be part of the family and she wants to be accepted into the man clan, the Manuel clan.
And he wants to accept her. He's like, oh, you're such a good woman and blah, blah, blah. And he's excited. But, well.
He makes it biblical.
he makes it biblical because he's like, yeah, we are a family, men and women, women created from a rib. But I was like, really? That's the story?
Yeah, it's the story. But Ashley was not looking for an afternoon sermon. That was not why she came here.
No, but then she said, I was taught to respect my elders, so I'm just going to sit here quietly.
Yeah. And, of course, Leo asks if Ashley is religious. And she's like, how you say, I work in spirituality, I help people with energy, I use astrology, tarot.
Tarot?
Tarot. I don't believe, never. I believe in God, the Virgin Mary.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is it normal in the U.S. that people just ask you, oh, are you religious the second they meet you? Because this will never happen to you in Europe, like ever.
No, not in my circles. I don't think anyone's... No, not on a first day, first date, first meeting. No, I ask, what do you do? I think I like, I'm interested in occupation. I know a lot of people have issue with that. I think that's where you're spending a third of your day at least. Says a lot about you, says a lot about your potential interests and how you spent your time. So I asked that, but I've never been and never asked someone if they're religious, but I'm not religious. So maybe that's why I don't find myself in those conversations. I'm someone who loves their job. So maybe that's why I ask that question. Maybe if I was super religious, I would ask.
I was in a position when people assumed that I was religious and then it got awkward because I'm not.
Yeah.
But no one ever straight up asked me. So I was curious to hear your point because Uncle Leo, he's just straight to the point.
I mean,
it's nobody's business, literally.
That's why I feel like it's a little bit of producer involvement here.
Because of the witchiness, that's the storyline. So.
It is the storyline. That's why I'm so over it. Asher's like, oh, I believe in deities. When I need help, I call on them. And Leo's just like, no, trust in God.
Yeah.
Like the money says.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
In God we trust.
Yeah.
I really don't either, because I thought there was a whole separation between church and state.
Yeah.
I really don't understand
that. Maybe they need to revise the money.
Yeah. Give us all the old money.
The money.
Give us all the old money. You guys work on some new money. Take it from there. Yeah, call in if you know, and I'm sure I could just Google it. But why would they say in God we trust on the money if there's a separation between church and state?
I don't know.
Either way, Ashley was smart enough not to drop the witch word. And so she skirted any issues there. But let's go out. Let's have some fun.
Let's hit the bars with Aaron, Ashley's friend and colleague.
And Manuel in his shirt.
That's a bright pink shirt.
Manuel in his shirt. Yeah, they were meeting up with Aaron, who is a colleague of Ashley's in the spiritual space.
Yes, and she's using the galactic and aliens to predict future, communicate.
Sure.
Something like this. Aaron, I thought I was bilingual. Well, my bilingual is boring. Czech and English.
She was trilingual. She was trying to make sense.
She says she speaks the language of light. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's bullshit. No one's, what is this? Is this like made up like at Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Well, it is because she spoke it.
She was speaking tongues. She lost me there. Yeah, all of a sudden, Manuel's shirt was the most reasonable thing in that bar. Because whatever Aaron was doing, she's like, close your eyes and I'm going to bring awareness into your heart's center.
She said she connects with the aliens somehow. I'm like, okay, but I don't understand. I want to understand, but I don't understand at all. Manuel doesn't understand either.
No. Well, Aaron's reading was like, you're attracted on a soul level. It might not make sense logically. You guys have some communication issues, but Manuel, you got to be open. You got to be open to connection, and you can teach him that, Ashley. And Manuel was like, I feel like I don't have her trust. We're talking about communication and connection. She doesn't trust me. I can even go on a walk.
Yeah, and Manuel says, I never gave her a reason. I'm always transparent, which that's a lie.
Yeah.
Ashley wants to scream.
Ashley started like bouncing up and down. she was fired up. She starts yelling, starts crying. She gets up and walks out, and way to go, Aaron. Great magic powers. You nailed it.
She just wanted to show us the language of light.
I guess that's what you'd call it. I wonder if that's on Duolingo. Ridiculous.
I wish the aliens popped in and said hello.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous, exactly.
All right.
We have, we have three more couples.
Three more?
Yeah. So, from New York to Brazil.
Patrick and Thais.
Yes, we just kind of picked up with Dad coming over. And Jose is loving the baby and he's happy to see the baby.
Loving the baby? This guy walked in, ignored the baby, went straight to the kitchen, didn't say hello for like 5 minutes.
Really?
Maybe he was overwhelmed. This is probably his first grandkid.
The cameras too.
He didn't know what to do. But like, if I walked in and my grandchild was there, the first thing I would do is run up and grab that grandchild.
I guess.
He was just like, dropping things in the kitchen.
Well, he looked happy.
Yeah.
Thais feels like Jose is using Patrick because Jose left them or parents divorced when he was 7. So he stayed with mom and he basically didn't see Jose until his adulthood when he started coming to Brazil. And so now he like worships his dad. He loves the relationship, right? And Thais feels like because of that Jose is taking advantage of him.
So let's talk about it because it's an interesting point Thais makes. But at the same time, help your dad. Help your parents. Like if your dad asks for help, do it. Be a good son and help him.
Also, Thais talking shit about Jose. Look at your own dad. Like, your own dad is awful. I'm just going to say it. The way he treats your husband, he talks about your husband. He didn't approve of him. And now he's saying, oh, Patrick needs to ask me. Like, that's messed up.
True. That's a whole other issue. But help your dad. That said, your family can take advantage of you. And so, like, that's not unheard of. He could be getting taken advantage of by his dad. You're paying rent. He keeps raising the rent on you.
Which I don't. So who owns his apartment?
I think Jose owns it, right? Yeah. I don't think Patrick can just buy land in Brazil. So I think Jose probably bought it. His name is on the deed. And Patrick and Thais pay him to cover the mortgage costs.
Yeah, but why don't you have someone living there? They haven't been to Brazil in 2 years.
And maybe they do Airbnb or something. But Jose could be taking advantage of Patrick if he keeps raising the rent. It's like, it goes both ways. I'll help you, Dad. I'll help you pay.
Yeah.
But why are you raising the rent on me? Like, I'm just putting more money in your pocket.
I don't know, but Jose is playing with the baby saying, oh, we need to paint the apartment the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Thais is like, paint the apartment? Like, we're on a vacation here.
Yeah, and that's where I go, like, you should help. If you can help, help. But also, if the rent's getting jacked up, where's that money going to? Pay a contractor. Pay someone to come in and paint so that you guys can go enjoy your time.
Yeah.
You don't come to Brazil every other month.
No.
So, well, it's a tricky situation.
It is. And Jose leaves and Thais brings it up to Patrick and he says, you know what, like, my dad wants me to do chores. Like, he's my dad. I'll go and help him. I'll go to the ranch. I assume he lives at the ranch. And he's like, if my dad needs my help, he doesn't have money. If he needs help, I'll help him. Which, again, it's your family.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But again, don't feel like, oh, it's impossible for your parents to take advantage of you. Your parents can absolutely take advantage of you.
Yeah.
So just because they're your parents doesn't mean they can do whatever they want and get away with it. And it's the right thing to do.
True. But I feel like, I don't know. I can't say that he's taking advantage of Patrick just yet. I don't see it.
It's too early to tell.
Yeah.
I think Patrick should help his dad at this point, but we'll see.
Yes.
All right, speaking of taking advantage.
Oh, small and endless.
So Ed is drowning his taco pasta sorrows at the local watering hole.
Boar's Nest.
The Boar's Nest.
What an interesting name for a bar.
What an interesting place to have this conversation, yes. Liz feels.
Because Liz is calling him saying, why are we meeting at the Boar's Nest? It's too loud to have this conversation.
She goes, Boar's Nest is not a healthy place. What an advertisement for the Boar's Nest. When you're here, you're leaving family. Boar's Nest.
Yeah, she's upset he chose a bar for a serious conversation. And then Smollett says, you know, like, I'll drive. Okay, I'll drive anywhere. But, like, just so you know, this is over. My mind is made up. I got the wedding deposit back.
Yeah. He was like, we'll just do this on the phone then. If you don't want to come to the... I'm already halfway through this IPA. If you don't want to come to the Boar's Nest, let's just do it right here.
He was drinking a light beer. He asked
for it. Oh, yeah, he
it.
Did ask for a light.
Yeah, because he can't handle an IPA.
So true. He did say, I forgot that. He's like, oh, just give me your lightest beer. Love how the conversation was on speakerphone the entire time. Yeah. Like, can you just imagine being at the Boar's Nest?
Hey, Terry, turn down the game. Big Ed's in another fight. He called off the wedding. It's like, why are you on speakerphone?
Well, I'm seriously curious and confused at the same time because I did think they tied the knot. How are they going to come back from this?
We didn't get proof of the knot being tied. We got proof of the wedding being arranged and organized and the invitations going out.
True. Maybe this is their demise.
Maybe this is their demise.
I'm here for it, guys. I hate to say it, but I'm interested in this story.
Oh, demise. Drag on the demise.
Yeah.
Drag this demise on for another 20 episodes, please. It's so good. More taco pasta, more Boar's Nest.
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
All right. We'll see what's going to happen with those two, although I kind of have an idea.
I think it's going to become those three is the whisper on the street.
Yeah, we'll see.
If you guys pick up what I'm putting down.
One more from Arkansas to Florida.
Mommy makeover, it's only a day away.
Yes, so they're going to talk to the doctor to make sure that there are no complications, potential complications, it's all set. And this is kind of silly because Alexa keeps saying, well, I hope she rethinks. I hope I can sabotage. But he essentially is going to support her. So why are you saying it if you know you're going to say, I support you?
Well, you can have your hopes and your wishes underneath what you're going to do. What he's going to do is ultimately support his wife, but he hopes and he wishes deep down she didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Why it's silly is because we all know she went through with it because she put it on Instagram.
Exactly. She really blew it. She shouldn't have. But
you better come out looking like a runway model. Not a runway model, fitness model. Like, that's any better.
Maybe she said it because she's short.
She can't be a runway model?
No, runway. I think runway models must be tall to, like, fit all those outfits. Mm-hmm. But she could be a fitness model.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I thought he was just, like, catching himself, like, ooh, that came across bad, being like, yeah, you gotta look like a model. And then it was just hilarious how he just made a different model.
Well, any model is good. Or no model. It's up to you guys, whatever you
just
prefer.
Just be a role model.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Well, Alexi says, well, like, if you do that and I have to take care of the house, like, I don't want you to bitch at me. I'm going to fold the laundry the way I want to.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's going to give him a class, and I hope he's better than John at picking up.
Teresa's given me multiple classes and instructional videos.
Yes. Do you still have, well, it's from an old apartment, so.
You've done, I think you did a video here, no?
No, it was the old apartment.
Oh.
But I Very showed detailed. You how to fold glasses, how to fold shirts really well, and you just don't do it the way I showed you.
I don't have the magic touch.
You don't.
No. We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Laundry is a weakness of mine.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the doctor's office. Alex is hoping Lauren will hear something that will scare her off.
Nothing will scare her off.
If the hourly drainage doesn't scare her off, nothing will scare her
nothing.
Off.
Nothing. Hourly drainage for a week? No problemo. 5 to 6 hour surgery? No problemo. Recovery 6 to 8 weeks? Let's do this.
I was sore just going through the list of procedures she was getting.
I would totally do that.
You are always free to do what you want to do. I just am also free not to drain your tubes every 4 to 6 hours.
But you would support me if I ever decided to do that.
I will support almost all of your decisions except you cutting your hair short.
Okay.
Yeah, so Alexei supports this. He's got no other option.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so bland of a storyline here.
Kind of, yeah.
Again, especially because we know she ultimately goes through with it.
She shouldn't have posted it on social media because we literally know. And we know she's fine, too.
Well, here's the thing. If there's another part of this story, post away.
True.
But if the crux, the meat of your story this season is she going to do it? Is she not going to do it? What's going to happen? Is there going to be issues? And you spoiled it. Well, come on, guys. But if this is just like kicking off their storyline and then we're going to get into something else, all right, no harm, no foul.
True.
But so far, this is all we got. So there we go. Episode 7, Theresa.
Nice. That was a good one.
Fun episode. Fun talking about it, as always. Really looking forward to talking about Love in Paradise. Guys, are you watching Love in Paradise?
Please watch it and come over to the Patreon because we love talking about it.
Come over to the Patreon. Come over to Supercast. Patreon.com/MeredithReality. MeredithReality.supercast.com. Tonight is the night episode 2.
Yes.
So looking forward to watching that. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram at MeredithRealityPod. Call in over there. Share your thoughts. What do you think of the season so far? We'd love to hear.
We'd love to hear that, guys.
Have to say. Also, make sure to follow the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the beautiful review we got from our friend
Brandy. Thank you, Brandy. What a sweet, sweet review.
Sweet, sweet review. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the beautiful review. Thank you for being a Patreon friend.
Yes.
You're the best. So thank you. That you said it was the highlight of your week. Brandy, this review is the highlight of our month.
Oh, absolutely. And Brandy, if you want to hear us reading the review, you need to jump over to...
Where?
Whatever you get your podcast besides Patreon.
Yeah, because
I was waiting for you to fill the blanks.
Oh, because you said you are a Patreon member, and so you know that we cut out the business up top where we gushed over your review, Brandy.
Yes.
We gushed.
Gushed.
All right. That is it. I've said it all, Theresa.
I've said it all.
Too much, almost. I think you towed the line. You were talking a lot about your recorder at the top of the show.
My flute.
I was worried you were towing the line. I thought you were going to say too much this episode, but I think you said just enough. All right. So that is it. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.